Okay. See, it worked then. Well, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
You might be able to tell things are going to be a little bit different again this morning.
Yes.
I'm going to keep you on your toes, shake you up. For those of you watching at home, the church is not laid out in rows. We are sat around the room. And things are going to be different. We're going to do a completely different type of service. Although you were given a slight introduction last week. But I pray that for those of you watching at home, you'll be able to be, you will feel included. Your feedback from those of you watching at home is very appreciated for things that work and things that don't. So that we can continue to provide a service that includes everyone. Because even when you're not here in person, you're still part of our family and you are in our prayers. So, saying that, shall we pray? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your great majesty. We thank you for another wonderful day. We ask that you would be with us this morning, that you would meet with us in a new way, that we may learn more of you. Amen.
Amen.
Right, some quick notices. Wet Your Whistle is going to be on the 19th, the next one. From now on, Wet Your Whistle is going to be from 1 o'clock till 3. Just to shake things up a little bit. And on the 19th, we'll be having a jacket potato lunch. So if you'd like to join us, please do. Another really important date is going to be the 23rd of January. If you could put that one in your diary, because we're going to have the church service, we're then all going to have lunch together, and we're then going to have a church meeting. But it should be fun. We hope, we pray. Because I don't do them the normal way either, you might have guessed. But it's really, really important because we're going to update you on the manse. And we need some decisions, quite a few decisions being made. So if you, I appreciate it makes it a long day, but we are going to feed you. So, hopefully you can make it to that. It would be great. And the last notice, I'm looking around though, you've not got many today, have you? You've got a few. Those of you in youth, after the service, if you can meet Alison in the youth room. Again, more excitement. Okay. So, what are we doing? Ooh. Some of you might have heard there is a plan to put a mosaic on the square of different colour bricks on the front of church. Some of you are thinking, different colour bricks? I've never noticed that. But believe me, there is a square of different colour bricks outside a church. And Fran had gratefully planned to do a mosaic to put on it so that it didn't look odd. And when I heard about this, I was like, ooh, that sounds fun. Why don't we all join in? At which point I think Fran's now going, I should have kept my mouth shut. It would have been easier, yeah. Because we're going to have a reflective service today. Because one of the things that I find interesting, I don't know about you, who in here feels comfortable with silence? Not that many. And who of you have spent time with God in silence? Okay, and how many of those people find that their brain goes to what they're having for tea, what homework they need to do, and... Oh, yeah. All right. We are human. We are fallible. And it takes practice.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. God makes things perfect, yes. But yes, I get your meaning, Arthur. But what we're going to do is we're going to start introducing times of silence, not every week, because might have guessed, I'm not that kind of minister. But we will be having the occasional times where silence is introduced. Okay, so today is a little gentle lead into that, of how you can focus and spend time with God that allows you not to let your brain wander off in 26 different directions. And remember, all I do though find it's a good time if you're like, okay, I'm going to have a quiet time with God, if you've forgotten something. Because that's normally when all the things rush into your head. But this morning, we're going to spend some time in quiet reflection. But part of this is we're going to build the mosaic, all of us. So, we have not practiced this. So this might be a little chaotic, but I'm happy with chaos. Because God works in amazing ways and works with us. So, the point of this morning is for us to turn to God, to feel God and the things that he has for this church. My hope and my prayer is that you will meet with God in a new way and that you will hear his voice. Under each seat, there is a piece of paper and a pen. If you feel God's talking to you and you want to record it, please do so. And if you believe it's for church, I'd love you to come and talk to me after the service and give me what God has given you. So, we're going to start by listening to a song. Now, this song, when I first became a Christian, it was this song that I used as a worship song. I didn't have worship music when I first became a Christian, but this reminded me every single time I listened to it that every single breath I take is a gift of God, that he feeds me through every breath. So what I'd like you to try and do, if you're comfortable, I'd like you to close your eyes and let the words of this song wash over you and through you. The words will be on the screen if you would rather do that, whichever you find easier.
Darkened life, all my some sort.
Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Our very first gift was breath. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to make sure you're sat comfortably, and I'd like you to close your eyes and concentrate on your breathing. And with every breath you take in, I would like you to thank God for it. As you breathe in, thank you, Lord. Feel the breath enter your body and accept it as a gift from life. Thank you, Lord. Stay focused on your breathing. Stay focused on the gifts that God has given you. But now I'd like you to look at your everyday life. See the times that God has broken through to be present with you, where he has walked your life with you. These may be times of darkness and times of trial, but know you do not face those alone, because Jesus walks with you. They may be times of happiness, and know that Jesus dances in celebration with you. So as you concentrate on your breathing, thank God for the times over the last week or two where he has walked with you. Lord, we welcome you here this morning. Lord, we ask that you would send your Spirit, that we may spend time with you, listening to you, communing with you. We're now going to hear a song called "Holy Spirit, You're Welcome Here." It's a different arrangement. And hopefully, if everything works, we're going to actually stop it after 3 minutes.
There's nothing worthwhile could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen. Sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Your glory, God, is mine.
We welcome you, Holy God. As we gather to meet with you today in this place of reflection and silence, we've come to seek your presence. In the silence, we have come to listen to your voice that speaks through the silence. We have come with hearts of worship within the silence. We have arrived with the dust of life's journey on our feet and the busyness of life in our minds as it spins around. And we come to brush off the dust and to settle in the peace at your feet in silence. To honour you above everything in our lives. To put you at the place of honour within our lives. To put you in your rightful place. To remove those things that push you out. We lay them at your feet. Luke 10, verse 38 to 42 says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha. Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha invited Jesus and his disciples. Mary didn't. Martha invited and wanted to host. Therefore, she had the work to do. There are times when we work for God. There are times when we are busy for him too. But there are also times when we should stop, where we should sit at his feet as Mary did and take time. We live in a society that doesn't like that very much and does not necessarily give us much space to do it. But that makes it only all the more important. I've found sometimes that if I get far too busy, God has a tendency to wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning to remind me, actually, you haven't been at my feet lately, Naomi. It's time to come home. When is the time in your life where you sit at Jesus' feet? Where you listen to his love and his wisdom. I'll leave you with that thought. Now here comes our mosaic bit. The next few things that we're going to do, we are going to have a theme that we are reflecting on and thinking on. And there will be an area that has glue on it, or fixer. I'm looking at Fab, please. And there will be a specific colour that you need to be putting down. but each tile I'd like you to take. And as you do that, as you put it down, I'm going to ask you to be presenting something to God as you do that. Okay? So the first one that we're going to do is I would like you to put down a tile for each worry that you have in your life. It can be something that's just recent that is bothering you, or it can be something that's deep within you. You can put more than one tile down. And while we do that, we're going to play a song by Casting Crowns called Your Love is Extravagant. You can stand, join in, and put your tile down at different times. But I'd like you to remember that you are leaving these worries with Jesus. So when you go back to your place, you are not taking it back with you, which you might need to be reminded of occasionally. But remember, God sees everything in your life. He already knows what bothers you. He already knows what worries you. And he understands. And he always looks at you with love, no matter what. So when you return to your place after placing your tiles, you can sit or you can sing. But after the song is finished, I would like you to close your eyes. And in your imagination, I would like you to put yourself at Jesus' feet. Think of a place where you feel safe and sit at his feet and look into the face that loves you, that accepts you, every single part of you. I'd like you to imagine that face of pure love and accept it. Now, this might be difficult and this might seem strange, but God wants you to know how much you are loved. He wants you to know that no matter what is going on in your life, he loves you and cares for you. And that does not change. Are we ready?
Almost.
Almost. That's fine. This is the bit where I've messed it up a bit.
That's because it's going on mental, it has to be a special grout, not grout, but adhesive.
That's fine. The technology bit, again, the mechanic, yeah. Right, what colour are we starting with?
I think probably it's best to start from the bottom.
Okay.
Do it in bits just because we'll lose where the colours are supposed to
go. Yeah, that's fine.
But I'll have to...
So your tile needs to go on where the grout is.
Yeah.
And Fran will tell you what colour you need.
Okay.
Yeah?
Has to sit in sort of a rocky bit, so there's bits of grey and stuff like that that are in there that can go here, but obviously that bit's going to be covered over once around it.
And so do you want to start with grey or green?
We can do the grey and the green, they're all here together.
Okay.
And then if we do that bit and then...
Let's see how we go.
See how we go, yeah. I have no idea
okay.
how much of this I need to put on, but...
Okay, so shall we start the song? And think about those worries and things that bother you that you would like to bring and leave at Jesus' feet. And as I say, you can put as many tiles down as you want.
Thank you.
I know there's a temptation to be talking, but you're supposed to be at the feet of Jesus, remember? Take some time. Let him love you. Let him tell you how much he cares for you. Thank you, Lord, that you know every single small intimate detail about us, and you love us so completely. Thank you that we can leave our worries at your feet and in return accept your overwhelming love. Help us, Lord, not to pick up those worries again, but to walk in the forgiveness and strength of your love. Lord, there are times when we will try and return to pick them up again. We are human and have a tendency to do that. In those moments, remind us, Lord, that we don't have to, that they can be left at your feet. And thank you that we can again leave them there. You look deep into our hearts. You know each and every hurt. You know each and every sin. And in your great love, you offer us both your healing and your forgiveness. So now I would like you to take each tile to represent those hurts that are in your hearts that you only need to share with God and to receive his healing. Or you may want to take a tile for any sin that is hidden that you believe he cannot forgive you for. No, he does. He already has. Take a tile and offer your hurt and your sin that God may heal and forgive. This time, we'll do this in silence. Lord, we thank you for your total and complete acceptance and love of each and every one of us. You love and accept us where we are. You love and accept us for who we truly are. You love and accept us for who you created us to be. I'd now like you to take a tile or tiles and give over any tensions or sadness within your life and in the life of those you love and care about. Place them as a prayer. Place one for the people that God lays upon your heart as you wait upon him. Lord, we thank you that your healing hands heal all our wounds. That your spirit lives within us through all our sadness and trials. Help us, we pray, to relax in your presence, to let go of life's tensions, that we may walk fully in your presence and in your love. It can be difficult to accept God's love. It can be difficult to walk in his presence. It can be difficult to stay focused on him, to keep out the negative thoughts, the lies that we are not worthy, that surely God could not possibly love us. There is freedom in walking, knowing who we are in Christ. Not to listen to the negativities of this world, but to know that God has so much for us. We are his children, and he longs for us to walk free of the lies that are told about us, that are said to us, and that we say to ourselves. There is freedom as his children to know who we are in him and who he has made us to be, to stand tall and in confidence. So as we play this next song, again, place a tile for the negative thoughts and leave them and accept his love and allow him to talk to you about who you are, that you can be confident in who he has made you to be.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that the more we focus upon you and your word, you drive away our negative thoughts. Show us, we pray, who we really, truly are in you. And allow us to walk in that and in that freedom. Lord, we also pray that we would see each and every person we meet through your eyes. For they are also your children. Open our hearts that we may see with your eyes to all the people we meet. We're going to have one more time of silence. You may have found this morning difficult. You may have found it challenging. You may have enjoyed it and found a new way to be with God. But each and every one of us has something or many things that we can be thankful for. No matter how hard life is, we always have those blessings in our lives. So now, I would like you to put tiles of thankfulness down. Now, this one should be everyone, because we all have things to be thankful for. So I would ask that you put a couple of tiles down and then sit down so that those that can't get to the table can have a chance to lay down a tile. This time, be thankful. And when you sit down, spend time with God, thanking him for each and every blessing in your life. Our Lord and Father, our God, our all. You are our shepherd, and therefore we lack for nothing. You are our stronghold. Then what is there that we shall ever fear? You are our strength and our shield. And in you we can trust with all our hearts. Be with us. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to show us how to walk in your presence every day. Amen. Thank you, Fran and Otmar, for preparing this today. As you can see, there's a little bit more to do. We're going to finish today with a song that's a bit more upbeat, so you can have a bit of a jig. Thank you for bearing with me. I hope and pray that you have been able to meet with God today. So we're going to finish with Holy Spirit, Come.
I'm ready to see the unthinkable.
today might have brought up things that are difficult. If they have and you would like to speak to someone, please do. Either a friend or come and speak to one of the leadership team or myself, and we will happily pray for you, meet with you, and to pray for you again if we meet up with you. I'm going to pray a blessing, but after we finish the blessing, I'd like you to do something for me. I'd like you all to stand in front of the stage and wave to everyone at home. Because when you're at home, you can't see any of you. And I thought it might be nice for them to know you're all here. And then you can have coffee and cake. Does that sound a good plan?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to pray the blessing. Please feel free to come and speak to someone. And then we're going to wave to everyone at home. And then we're going to have coffee and cake and community time together. Let's pray. May the stillness within us that comes from God and is God living through his Spirit stay with us as we leave here this morning. May that same stillness be in every minute of every day. And may it calm us as we ride the storms of life. May we know God's presence and may it refresh us through every precious moment, for we are the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Come on then, let's all wave to those left at home. Just
the mustard girls.
Mustard. Oh, I better firm one. Come on then, everybody, come to the front and wave.
Oh, we look autumnal.
Wave to the camera. Woo! God bless. Thank you, guys.